Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Encouragement for Preachers. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 20. Charles Spurgeon said, "We preach because the mouth of the Lord has spoken." It would not be worth our while to speak what Isaiah had spoken if in it there was nothing more than Isaiah's thought. Neither should we care to meditate hour after hour upon the writings of Paul if there was nothing more than Paul in them. The true preacher, the man whom God has commissioned, delivers his message with awe and trembling because the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Woe unto us if we dare to speak the word of the Lord with less than our whole heart and soul and strength. Woe unto us if we handle the word as if it were an occasion for display. If it were our own word, we might be studious of the graces of oratory. But if it is God's word, we cannot afford to think of ourselves. Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken the truth of God, we therefore endeavor to preach it with absolute fidelity. Believing that the mouth of the Lord has spoken, it is my duty to repeat God's word to you as correctly as I can after having heard it and felt it in my own soul. It is not mine to amend or adapt the gospel. Again, dear friends, as the mouth of the Lord has spoken, we speak the divine truth with courage and full assurance. Modesty is a virtue, but hesitancy when we are speaking for the Lord is a great fault. We preach not the gospel by your leave. We do not ask tolerance nor court applause. We preach Christ crucified, and we preach boldly as we ought to speak, because it is God's word, not our own. We cannot use ifs and buts, for we are dealing with God's shalls and wills. If he says it is so, it is so, and there is the end of it. Controversy ceases when Jehovah speaks. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, from Charles Spurgeon's sermon, The Infallibility of Scripture. Preaching God's word is not for the faint of heart. It takes one who is confidently humbled, confident that God has spoken, and humbled that he would choose someone like me to speak his word to his people. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I wrote, check this out. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Who wrote the book of Numbers? If you answered Moses, you are correct. Doesn't that sound a bit brash to declare that you are more humble than anyone else on the earth? Yet God allowed Moses to pen those words, making that a Holy Spirit-inspired statement of fact. Humility is a double-edged sword. It can serve a leader well when it is balanced with appropriate confidence, but it is a detriment to an organization's health if it is self-debasing humility that undercuts a leader's credibility. The God-honoring preacher gets his message from the mouth of the Lord and then confidently endeavors to preach it with absolute fidelity. Whether others praise or criticize, the humble leader says, "I am only God's servant speaking God's word." Preachers, let's make sure that everything we confidently and humbly share from our pulpits is the whole counsel of what has been spoken by the mouth of the Lord.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.